To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I don't want to complain about many things on air. When you bring the legend of Greencastle, Indiana on, I don't think we should have the Full House theme.
How do we not know if he was a Full House P1? Maybe he grew up on Full House. He's not that much older than us. He's right in the wheelhouse.
Coach, are you a Full House guy?
I definitely watched Full House as a young man growing up.
Yeah.
What was your go-to show when you were a kid? Did you have one of those like family sitcoms you loved the most?
You know, we used to watch Family Matters a lot, yeah. And my kids, even now, they watch Family Matters, you know, so there was this thing called TGIF, so
yes,
thank goodness
man.
It's Friday,
yes.
And so you got to watch all those sitcoms at that time.
Oh, I was going to ask you about TGIF, I'm glad you
the
brought
glory
that up,
days, man.
Largely the same age. Congratulations, Jamarcus Shepherd, the new head coach of Oregon State. Happy Football Friday, Coach. You're joining us live from Tuscaloosa. It's been a interesting week for you. I got into a rabbit hole reading about your life and your career, and I got to the point where I was on a .edu website reading a quote you gave, and I don't even know if you remember the quote, but in your recruiting coming out of high school to go play college, you let a coach know that you weren't going to go play for him, and you said that you told him, hey, sorry, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to a different school. And then you said you hung the phone up, made a sandwich, took a nap. I need to know, what sandwich did you make after that phone call, and how long does Coach Shepherd nap for?
You know what? I don't remember what sandwich I made. You know what? And a shout out to Coach Creighton. I have the utmost respect for him and what he's done to help develop me throughout, you know, my career as a football coach. But I don't get to take many naps anymore, so I'm not much of a napper anymore. So I just kind of power through and keep it moving.
All right. Everything I've read, Coach, you've said that this will kind of be the last week. You want to finish it with the SEC championship at Alabama and then come back to Corvallis. I'm curious, two-part of one, just for you to confirm that and what your calendar is going to look like. And then two, has this just been the craziest week of your life? I mean, you're flying coast to coast. You're in Tuscaloosa. Then you're going to go to Atlanta and then jump on a bird. Just what has this week been like for you?
You know what? Week's been outstanding, honestly, just because the people who have really just been able to reach out and have understanding and support me in my mission to, you know, finish out the right way here at Alabama, but also get prepared for this new journey at Oregon State. And so I just appreciate all those involved, from Scott Barnes to Greg Byrne to, you know, Kalen DeBoer, everyone has been in true support of me this entire process. Now, you know, I think I did more in 48 hours up there in Corvallis than I've ever done in my life. And so, but it was exciting because all the people that were around and available and in my presence during that time were just on top of it. And I just truly appreciate it, knowing that they're all in alignment there in Corvallis.
We're talking with the new Oregon State head coach, Jamarcus Shepherd, getting ready to take over. He is officially the Beavs coach, but getting ready for one more with Bama and then coming back to Corvallis to build the Beavs back up. You dabbled in a non-coaching career before becoming an intern under Willie Taggart. I'm curious, do you remember the moment you realized coaching was more what your career should be than the non-coaching career?
You know, I knew back when I was in my senior year of college, actually. So My head football coach at that time, Bill Lynch, he asked me to come and participate and help out coach a team at the Bishop Delahan camp. It was an overnight camp. And you know what? He gave me a team that I was responsible for. And lo and behold, our team was probably the best team. And I sort of thought it was, you know, had something to do with me. Well, I didn't know that they were a team that were going to be one of the state powerhouses in Cathedral High School there in Indianapolis. So that was when the bug sort of hit me then. And I tried for years, for a number of years, to get into this coaching profession. But when you play Division III football, you don't necessarily have all the connections to put you in those spaces to be able to have a chance to get into Division I college football. There are opportunities at DePaul University to be a football coach there, as well as our track coach was trying to convince me to come there and be the head track coach there at DePaul. But I just had visions of being at the Division I level and helping young men at this level.
Well, I mean, on that point, Coach, how long has it been a dream to be a head coach? And then what was it about this opportunity in Corvallis that made it feel like now is the time to go make a jump? This is what I want to do.
I don't know that being a head coach was ever a dream. I just more or less just worked my tail off and put in the time and continued to try to learn and put myself in spaces that would allow me to be prepared in the event that one of these opportunities came up for me. So just super excited that I had done all the legwork on the front end to prepare me for this. Now, as far as Oregon State University, I just have always had a ton of respect for this university. When you think about my vision for building a program, I just want the program to reflect like toughness, integrity, resilience, and those are the type of things that Oregon State University reflects as a program. It's what it represents, you know. And in this age of college football, Oregon State has really had to be resilient with the conference realignment and some of the things that have happened. But I know without a shadow of a doubt that we are positioned in a way that we should be able to compete at the top of this new Pac-12. And I think we have everything that we need to be able to compete at the top of it. So I'm just looking forward to getting to work and getting after it with the guys.
Yeah, you got people pretty fired up with your press conference and, you know, kind of giving us your backstory mixed in with how excited you are to be in Corvallis. I'm really curious, what's the message you're telling recruits? Because your recruiting class already for people like three kids were announced and people were like, oh, my God, he's already better. Here we go. They're really jacked up about what you're doing. What are you telling recruits about how you envision Oregon State and why it might be the right school for them?
Well, you know what? I've just been able to spread my vision amongst a lot of young people over the course of my coaching career, just because I'm not afraid to tell my story. And so when they start to hear my story, they really truly are able to connect with it. Not only them, but their parents, their high school coaches, and people that influence them, their mentors. And so I just always have that ability to connect with people in that way. And so I'm letting them know this will be a program that's rooted in accountability, discipline, and, you know, I just want them to really care for one another, you know, and that's when I talk about family, you know. Families forget about me, I love you. And I tell them how much I'm going to love them as players, because most players don't care what you know until they know that you care. And so I care about my players. And that's why, you know, even former first round draft pick Jahad Campbell here at Alabama, he played linebacker, but he's FaceTiming me. And like, he's like, Coach, I feel like I got the job hearing that you got the job, you know. Jack Westover played tight end for us at Washington. He's calling, Coach Shep, I just got the job because you got an opportunity. So I just have always had a lot of care for all of the players on the football roster, and that's what I will do with the young men that we're going to bring into Corvallis.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah, it's awesome to hear. It's a great place to start. I'm curious to ask you, Coach, it's a unique time in college football where there's different ways to build your roster. And, you know, maybe this looks differently 10, 15 years ago where you kind of slowly build through high school recruiting and you guys got off to a great start this week. When you look at these maybe first 2-3 years in Corvallis, what's your balance of building a roster through the portal, through high school recruiting? Like, how does that kind of look in your mind as you start to put this thing together for 2026?
Well, fundamentally, I believe in really truly still building a roster through high school kids. You know, I think that I want to be able to develop them and help them see how our programs run at a high level. And so that to me is really important. Plus, I think the nucleus of the football team is going to come from, you know, within a 5-hour radius of Oregon State, of Corvallis. And so I'm not saying a number per se of players, but the nucleus. These are the guys that are going to take people home and take them to the lake with them, take them home for Thanksgiving, things of that nature. Those are our nucleus players, but they are contributors as well to the football team and some starters. But we're definitely going to have to go into the portal to fill out a full roster. Normally at this time, you'd be signing anywhere from 20 to 30 kids or high school kids. But we're going to have to go into the portal and bring some young men in order to make sure that we have a roster that's prepared and ready to compete. Now, I want to be clear, that does not disclude the current guys on the roster, okay? So we're still going through the process of evaluating each and every one of them, and there are certainly players there that just haven't had their opportunity. They're going to have a better chance to develop in our program, and then we'll continue to, you know, investigate what's the best avenue for meshing all of it together. But I think we got a really good plan. I think I got a really good team helping me get that all together. And like I said, I can't wait to get there Sunday to really start pushing the envelope and continuing forward.
This is new Oregon State head coach Jamarcus Shepherd getting ready to take over the Beavs after this weekend for the full-time basis. He gets ready to help Alabama win the SEC title game. What has coaching in the SEC for 2 seasons taught you, or what have you learned about coaching over there that maybe you didn't know before, that you've just learned that you can try to apply out west?
You know what? Coming here in the SEC, it's as much pressure as you're ever going to be under, as much scrutiny as you can be on, especially at a place like Alabama, where the standards are set really high. My standards for the football team at Oregon State University are also going to be extremely high for the players, for anyone involved in the program. So we just want to do things in a first-class manner. Everything that we do is first-class, and that's what you see from a lot of these teams in the SEC. Very, very first-class in how they do everything. They don't say no very often here, you know. They say, hey, let me try to see if I can figure it out. So we're going to try to figure it out, and we'll do that in everything that we do as a football team.
Well, you mentioned you headed over to SEC country, but you had a couple of previous stints in the Northwest, one of them with a future conference opponent that you're going to play in Washington State, and obviously your time in Seattle at UW. How much did that help maybe make this transition a little bit easier? Because sometimes coaches will take a job out here, and they've maybe never been west of the Rockies or had a job, but you've coached in a number of cities out here in the Northwest. How much does that ease the transition for you?
No, it's definitely helped, especially when you think about the familiarity with the various teams on this side of the country, the various travel situations over here, and then how the recruiting landscape is on this side of the country. But then also just it's a different vibe when you talk about the various people that you end up interacting with. And so you know how to work well with the players on your roster because you've been around people from the various areas that they are from. So certainly it's really helped and given me a leg up in this process. Even just something as important as knowing how the scheduling works in terms of, hey, are we on a quarters or are we on a semester schedule? It helps a ton to have already experienced that out here on the West Coast.
Coach, we know you're against it. We know you're super busy. You're getting ready to try to win an SEC championship. I do want to ask, you weren't there very long. What was your favorite Mike Leach moment where you went, okay, this guy's a little different than some of the others I've worked with?
It was a meeting early on, very, very early on. And we were talking about a pre-snap cadence, and I asked him, I said, so is there any meaning behind us calling it purple? And he went on a 25-minute rant on the color purple and told me more about the color purple than I ever would have thought I would ever know about the color purple and how it impacts your eyes and so on and so forth. So that's when I knew I was with someone different, but I have the most respect and love for the late, great Mike Leach. And so I really, truly appreciated his personality and who he was.
Yeah, that's a great story. I wish I could ask you more about the color purple, and maybe that's something we we put a pin in.
Interview part two, we'll do color purple.
Yeah, next time we get Jamarcus Sheppard on, let's dive into more TGIF and the color purple. Coach, thank you so much for hopping on. Good luck to your team this weekend, and I just want to put in the back of your mind, I know there's always going to be a little bit of a culture shock in new cities when you move. You're going to hear a term that you're going to think is very dirty and inappropriate, and it kind of is, but it's a play on a local bar in Corvallis. When somebody asks if you've been to the top of the cock, that's the Peacock Bar and Grill in Corvallis. There's nothing dirty meant by it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck this weekend. Let's catch up with you soon.
Thank you, and look forward to it. Last but not least, go Bees.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.